About a million revelers gathered in and around Times Square to watch the crystal ball drop, ringing in the new year. New York City's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, stood by as Shoshona Johnson, a former prisoner of war in Iraq, had the honor of starting the countdown at 11:59 p.m. Security was at an all-time high for this New Year's Eve celebration. Manhole covers were sealed and mailboxes and newspaper machines removed. SWAT team snipers watched from rooftops and surveillance helicopters circled the area. Police checked people with metal detectors and inspected backpacks while plainclothes officers mixed in the crowd. Member station WNYC's Jesse Graham was there with the people who braved the cold and the crowd in Times Square.
Allie Sella, Ontario. I go to school. For New Year's, I came with my best friend and my sister.
And why Times Square? I mean, why would you want to
why?
Be there?
It's like you the best to, like, place to be during New Year's.
I'm a detective working in this department for the past 18 and a half years. I've done this detail for about 17 years. Crowds are pretty big this year due to the weather and the fact there's no moisture out at all. People coming out and showing solidarity to New York. It's great.
We're all from New Zealand.
So we live in London, so we just come for Times Square, dropping the ball, all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Best way to spend New Year in New York.
Mike Dellert, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Standing outside of Ray's Pizza, staying here for the last 3 hours. So the pizza went from $15 to $20, and it keeps going up. You see it on TV every New Year's, it looked like it's fun, and it's not really that much fun. I'm sure it's fun when the ball drops, but you didn't realize what they keep you corralled like this, you know.
I'm Mark. I'm 19. I'm from England. I'm a medical student. At the moment, we're playing cards in Times Square. I'm sitting in a pen whilst waiting for midnight. We came last year and enjoyed it so much, we thought we'd come again. It was a pretty decent experience, so we thought we'd try and get a bit closer this year, which we managed to do.
My name is Bruce Botzer. I'm 55. Never done this before. Can't believe it. All the people.
My name is Pamela Beck from Montgomery, Alabama. I'm at the corner of 7th and 49th Street watching the clock tick, drinking hot chocolate to keep you warm. I feel like they've done a great job securing the area, and I don't let things like that, you know, define who I am or where I'm going to be, so.
My name is Deputy Inspector John Cadelia from the New York City Police Department. It was a great event. I love non-events. Exciting non-events that everybody goes home in the same condition that they arrived in. And everybody was so glad to be here, glad to be an American, glad to be a New Yorker. I'm just glad to be alive and be able to celebrate another New Year. Happy New Year, America.
A report prepared by WNYC's Jesse Graham in New York's Times Square.